Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 39 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is The Roller Coaster of Faith. James Montgomery Boyce said, "We must learn from this that God takes sin seriously, even if we do not, and that sin is the real cause of defeat for God's people." Our text today is Joshua 7, verse 1. "But the people of Israel broke faith in regard to the devoted things, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of the devoted things. And the anger of the Lord burned against the people of Israel." You would think that after what God did at Jericho, everybody would be trusting him. You would expect that the chapter after Jericho would be another miracle, another victory, another moment where God showed up and showed out. Instead, there is the story of how God's people were betrayed from within and ambushed from without. How much tragedy can one traitor bring about? Just ask one spouse who has been betrayed. Question one family who has been deceived. Ask one company who has faced embezzlement from within. Inquire of one special forces unit that found a spy within its ranks. How much harm can one traitor cause? He can bring defeat to his entire nation. Today's reading introduces what must be the saddest section of the book of Joshua. The nation has just entered the Promised Land. They have finally arrived. They crossed the Jordan at flood stage. They saw God bring down the walls of Jericho with a shout. But right after celebration comes setback. We will discover in our study that the cause is deeper than just the moral and spiritual weakness of one man. God will hold the entire nation responsible. The center point of this sad story revolved around a man named Achan, and his actions bring defeat for his own nation, the lives of 36 Israelite soldiers, the death of his entire family, and the loss of his own life. Innocent people died, and the battle was lost because of the hidden sins of one man. Please understand that the seeds of Israel's defeat at Ai were planted at the very moment of Israel's triumph over Jericho. Take note of the fact that your sin doesn't just affect you. As we will see more clearly in future readings, it's not only Achan that will pay for his sin. Achan's children, his family, and his nation will pay a high price for his greed. I beg you to see your sin as God sees it. Repent before it's too late. Defeat does not have to be the end of your story. Notice that Joshua 7 begins with these words, "But the people of Israel broke faith in regard to the devoted things." The Old Testament word for broke faith is a word that literally means a very faithful act, a trespass or treachery. Sin is a violation of God's law and treason against our Lord and Savior. Achan had stolen silver and gold. He had also stolen a Canaanite garment. God had said to destroy these items. Instead, Achan coveted and took them. Joshua 7:1 closes with words that no one ever wants to hear said about them personally or their nation corporately. "And the anger of the Lord burned against the people of Israel." The Hebrew word for anger here is af. This is a very interesting word in the language of the Old Testament. It can be translated as follows: a nostril, nose, face, or anger. It is the same word translated as nostrils in Genesis 2:7. "Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature." It is the word wrath found in Psalm 2:5 through 6 and anger in Psalm 7:6. "Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, 'As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment.'" Have you ever been so angry that your nostrils flared? When you have intense anger, your face shows it. God was so angry with the sin of Achan and the Israelites that you could see it on his face. You're in trouble when God flares his nostrils. David described this type of anger from God in Psalm 18, 7-6. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed from within him. May we live in such a way to never see this look on God's face. Questions to consider. How are you tempted more after spiritual victories? In what areas of your life have you broken faith in regard to devoted things? What would be your response if you knew that God's anger burned against you? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your word to teach us your will. Help us to be vigilant even in our victories, and show us how to repent of our sin. In Christ's name, amen.